Christine, your thoughts on the game today?
It's hard to, obviously we lost 3-0, but I thought for 70 minutes, we really didn't give them any chances. And especially that first half, they literally created nothing against us. And I think that's the first time we've ever shut them out like that. But, they got 3 breakaways on transition and buried them. So we've got about 20 minutes that we have to close the gap a little bit more.
How impressed were you with the atmosphere?
It was incredible. I think for us who have been on the national team for a long time, this is our first time playing in front of a crowd like that, not in some sort of like Olympic qualifying competition or a youth World Cup. It was absolutely incredible. It was an incredible atmosphere, and they cheered us on right to the end, right till we got off the field. And I think as a team, we're proud of our performance, but at the same time disappointed for our fans who came out. It's tough as well, a 3-0 defeat, even though it didn't feel like that.
Physical battle, Christine, but the rivalry is alive.
Yeah, I'd say that. No, I mean, it's 2 quality teams going at it, and neither team backs down. And I think it only adds to it the fact that we play against each other all the time in club environments. It's just going to continue to build, and we fully expect to play them again in the World Cup.
Christine, what do you think about the crowd counting off the kickoff?
We had heard that they were going to do that. It was kind of funny. The atmosphere is insane to play in front of, and it was really neat, that part.
Christine, what do you think of LaRue's celebration?
Maybe not the classiest of moves, but she scored on us, and an individual can do what they like. I probably wouldn't have done the same, but you move on.
What is it you think needs to close that gap between now and 2015 between Canada and the US?
It's a lot. Fitness, I think, is one. They're the best team in the world. They're going to have the ball a lot of the time. And we need to be fit enough to be able to defend for 90 minutes. I think we end up doing a lot more running than they do just because they have the ball so much. And we need to be able to cope with that. I think that's the biggest thing. And then a consistency thing. Composure on the ball. I think sometimes we got the ball and gave it right back to them. And we need to change that because, they punish us on counterattacks. And, we gave them a few too many today.
City of Toronto, how did it represent itself today?
Oh, it was incredible. For the national team, the best environment I've ever been a part of. A sold out crowd cheering for us. Win, lose, or draw. It was amazing.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.